Hello and welcome to Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. My name is Leah Bilaiva, and on today's episode, we'll be looking back at Oscars night. It's Monday morning, so for the early birds or the night owls and film lovers, we already know, unfortunately, that neither of the two Catalan films nominated, Society of the Snow and Robot Dreams, ended up winning any of the three Oscars that they were up for. But nonetheless, we're going to talk about the great achievement it is that the movies were nominated in the first place, and we'll hear from the nominees themselves in LA. And here to shed light on the topic, I'm joined by Lorcan Daugherty. Good morning, Lorcan.
Hi, Leah.
Well, first of all, Lorcan, did you stay up last night and watch the award ceremony?
I didn't actually, no. I kind of was following a little bit of the red carpet, seeing the, you know, lovely glamorous photos of everyone coming in. But I think by the time the awards started, you know, the first awards were being announced, I think I was already tucked up in bed because, you know, I thought, well, I'm working tomorrow. As much as I'm interested, I, you know, caught up with it over my morning coffee. What about you?
Yeah, it was kind of similar. I did watch the red carpet, the arrival part, and then I watched, well, some of the ceremony, but also it was very, very late, so I also caught up this morning on all the important things.
Yeah, so the big winners on the night, undoubtedly Oppenheimer, Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, an Irishman.
Seven Oscars they got.
And Poor Things was the other big winner, an Irish production, I might add, and they picked up four Academy Awards.
Well, congratulations to all the Irish people.
You know, well, these things are international efforts, aren't they? Like, you know, as we'll hear, even talking about the two films with the Catalan connection, you know.
Of course. So, as we said, the Catalan productions unfortunately didn't win, but they were up for three Oscars. And which awards were they?
Well, Society of the Snow, which is the latest film from Catalan filmmaker J.A. Bayona, was up for Best International Feature and Best Makeup and Hairstyling. We actually did an entire episode on Filling the Sink on J.A. or Jota, as he's also known. And, you know, he always strikes me as one of these people, like one of the good guys, you know.
You're a very nice type of guy.
The other film was Robot Dreams. That was nominated for Best Animated Feature. That's from Basque director Pablo Berger. And the Catalan connection here is that Arcadia Motion Pictures produced it. They're based here in Barcelona.
I see. And here at Catalan News, we've written a lot about Society of the Snow. But what is it actually about, Lorcan?
Yes, if you haven't seen it, the film tells a story of what has been called the miracle of the Andes. Over a dozen passengers on Uruguayan Air Force Flight 571 survived for 72 days on the Chilean-Argentine border up in the Andes in October 1972. After their plane crashed. I was vaguely aware. Well, I was quite aware of the story before even watching the film because it's one of these things that's kind of entered into the public consciousness, I think, you mm-hmm. know, not least because of what the survivors are forced to do to survive.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we want to spoil that, but it's a remarkable story. And the Catalan news agency went all across the pond to Hollywood and talked to Bayona in the run-up to the Oscars. So let's hear what he said.
Now, I think the fact that we are not the favorite, I think the English film is the favorite one. So that means that we arrived to the ceremony more relaxed. We see Society of the Snow as a triumph because the number of people who had seen the film already all over the world is overwhelming, more than 200 million people. A movie shot in Spanish that most of the people will watch with subtitles. It's something incredible. So we are very happy. We have a lot to celebrate. And this is why we are here. A lot of people from all over the world, from Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, and Spain, are here to gather together for the first time since the shoot in order to celebrate the huge success of the film. So it's going to be a celebration no matter if the Oscar arrives or not. We're going to celebrate.
Well, I hope they managed to enjoy the celebrations anyway. And we also caught up with Montse Ribé and David Martí in LA. They were nominated for Best Makeup and Hairstyling for Society of the Snow.
There's a lot of characters in there, and each one has makeup and a lot of things. And I think what they value is that you cannot notice that it's makeup. You just believe it, no? You have it there, and it tells the makeup tells a story. And it helps to tell the story. So I think it's what they value from that makeup, not like a specific characters.
It's more like invisible effects, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say it's like you're seeing all those people going through all these, the sun, the snow, the cold, the wounds and everything, and you don't realize that there's makeup or there's hair. You just believe what you see, and I think this is the important thing in this movie. It's like, we are nominee, but we never thought we will get nominee for this movie because it's a movie that have invisible effects, invisible makeup. It's, I mean, obviously it's visible, but it's, at the same time, it's not something like Poor Things or, you know, or Pan's Labyrinth in the case that or work.
For the real movie buffs, the name Montse Ribé and David Martí may ring a bell, because they won the Oscar for Best Makeup in 2007 for Pan's Labyrinth.
Great film.
Great film.
I've seen it a few times, so yeah, not for a while, but yeah, it's a great film.
Yeah, and the film won 3 Oscars in total. Just that one with the Catalan connection, making Montse and David, well, just the second ever Catalan Oscar winners.
Yeah, the feat was first accomplished by Néstor Almendros in 1979. He won the Oscar for Best Cinematography for Terrence Malick's Days of Heaven. So I think that shows, you know, there's only been 2 Catalan winners in the history of the Oscars. It just shows how hard it is to actually pick up one of these awards. And in fact, there hasn't even been that many nominations.
There have been 13 nominations in total. But I think we also have to just stress how difficult it is to arrive at the Oscars. Not only because it's difficult, well, let's just say it's difficult to make a movie, but also just getting to the Oscars, it's a very, very long process when it comes to the best international feature films. Because first, the national academies of the country, so here, the Spanish Film Academy, they choose a movie to put forward, and then that movie goes to the Academy
pre-selection process.
And then after that, then it will be nominated for the Oscar.
Yeah, and then to be nominated in some of the other categories, I think for Catalan productions, which are in Catalan or in Spanish, it's hard to get that attention as well in Hollywood when there's already so many films in English as well. So, you know, to get nominated in those best makeup categories or whatever as well, you're fighting an uphill battle.
And the other film that was nominated for an Oscar was Robot Dreams by Pablo Berger. But Lorcan, what is that movie about?
This is like the anti-Oppenheimer or anti-Society of the Snow, I think, because it's an animated film, obviously, and it follows the story of a dog and a robot, you know?
So that sounds very cute.
It's very sweet. Set in 1980s New York City, and it's been described as a love letter to that city, which director Berger called home for 10 years. He wrote the script of the film. It's based on a graphic novel of the same name by American artist Sarah Varon. And the story is about friendship, companionship, relationship, the importance of it, and also its fragility.
Well, just when you talk about it, it makes me smile. So I will be excited to see that. I haven't seen it yet.
I actually haven't seen it yet either. I've watched as many trailers as I could find, as many scenes that have been posted online. But the thing is, it's actually it's on in the cinemas now at the minute, but it's always on at like 2:30 in the afternoon or whatever, which isn't...
It's not very compatible with working hours.
But definitely going to watch it because it looks absolutely wonderful. And it's actually won loads of awards as well at Spain's Goya Awards, Catalonia's Gaudí Awards, and international awards as well.
And we didn't mention Society of the Snow, but it also won a bunch of awards, right?
At the Goya Awards, which are like Spain's equivalent to the Oscars, it picked up 12, which is obviously pretty incredible.
That is very incredible. And in the run-up to the Oscars, the Catalan news agency also talked to Pablo Berger in LA, who explained how he saw the nomination as the battle between David and Goliath.
First, we are so honored to be one of the 5 nominators, but of course they are favorites. They're always favorites in this kind of awards, in the Oscars. The favorites are The Boy and the Heron and Spider-Man, and the other films are much bigger budget than ours, and also they have been released in the United States, and our film has not been released. It gets released this summer. But we all know the story of David against Goliath, and we know how it ends, David, and so in this case we are David. So I'm visualizing. Actually, I now have my speech, how he's going to say. But first they have to say, and the Oscar goes to Robot Dreams. And I know the 30 people that are at the Dolby Theater from the team are going to scream. I hope that you scream. I hope everybody in Catalonia is going to scream, yes. So yes, I hope we can bring, or I'm sure we are going to bring the Oscar back home.
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. Robot Dreams was up against, as you mentioned, some heavyweights. Pixar's Elemental had a budget of 185 million euro, and the Spider-Man film had a budget of 140 million nearly, compared to Robot Dreams, just a budget of 6 million. But the winner was none of those. It was actually Studio Ghibli's The Boy and the Heron, which that's the Japanese animation studio behind things that you might have heard of, like Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle. And then if we're looking at Society of the Snow's categories, the best international feature went to The Zone of Interest. That's a British-Polish production by English director Jonathan Glazer about a Nazi family in the Zone of Interest, which is the area that surrounded the concentration camp Auschwitz. The best makeup and hairstyling went to Poor Things.
Yeah, Poor Things definitely did seem to have a lot of momentum that night. Well, not everyone can fit into the Dolby Theater, although it's really, really big. So instead, there are these parallel parties. And this year, there were parties with representatives from Robot Dreams and Society of the Snow. And Catalan news reporter Killian Shields, he caught up with Natalia Segura from the Catalan news agency in the early hours of Monday. So let's hear how that went.
And the Oscar goes to The Zone of Interest.
So now here we're chatting with Natalia Segura. Natalia, how are you? You're there in Los Angeles. You're at the Telerific Barcelona restaurant in LA. Tell us, who's there? What are the emotions like tonight?
Hi, Killian. Good night. Yes, I'm here at the Telerific Barcelona. We are here with the crew of the two Catalan films nominated at the Oscars this year, the Society of the Snow and the Robot Dream. They were the crew, the family, the friends. They were following the gala, and it was a tough call. It was difficult for them to get an Oscar, but they were excited anyway, and they were having hope to win tonight. So they were very emotional. But at the end, it was a little bit of disappointment, but I think that everybody was very, very satisfied with the fact of being here in LA, and I'm also very satisfied to be here and being able to follow these events.
Yeah, for sure. I can certainly imagine that, being so close to the glitz and the glamour of Hollywood. Let me ask you as well, I understand that there are even some survivors of the plane crash of the Uruguayan Air Force Flight 571. There were some present there at the parallel party for the Oscars gala night.
Yeah, exactly. I was able to speak with Roberto Canessa. He was a survivor of the plane crash.
Es increíble que de una historia tan terrible, tan triste.
And I was able to talk with him, and he told us about his experience and also about following the ceremony here tonight. And he was saying that it was an incredible thing, that the history that is, you know, so terrible, so sad and so tough, and that it ended up being a piece of art, you know. And he also thought that that this movie can be a tribute, you know, to the ones that didn't make it, and that the ones that didn't stay back.
Y logramos rendirle homenaje a la colaboración de los que no volvieron.
It's a beautiful film. It really focuses, I think, on the human emotion rather than sensationalizing what could be a very sensationalist story, I feel. You've been there for a few days. Can you tell me, what has the atmosphere been like in the build-up to the Oscars night? What's it been like there in LA for you?
Yeah, so, well, we arrived here on Thursday, and then everything started on Friday, and we had a reception for the press. with all the team of the two movies. They were like doing interviews with all the press, and they attended many events and parties and everything. And besides that, here in LA, like everything is about the Oscar. You know, you walk in the street and then you see all the billboards and the ads and everything. Everything is about the Oscar. And also a curious thing I realized is that the Latin American community here, I think that they were supporting the Society of the Snow. I was walking in the street and this woman said to me in Spanish, "Oh, we really hope that the Society of the Snow wins tonight." So that was pretty cool, actually. Yes.
Oh, that's so lovely. Yeah, I can definitely imagine that solidarity there with the Latin world. It's such a shame, though, that Bayona's film did not win the Oscar. But let me ask you, like on a personal note, yourself as a journalist, what has this experience been like for you personally?
Amazing, I have to say, it has been amazing. For me, it has been a dream. I'm a big movie fan, and I love movies. Every year, I follow the Oscars. And so being here and being able to cover this event, it has been a dream.
Amazing, amazing. Natalia, thank you so much for your time. I hope you get to finally enjoy one of those parties rather than just covering it and watching other people enjoy it.
Yeah. I hope I can take a beer in shortly.
Perfect. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you to you. Bye.
Okay, so the two films, they didn't win the awards, but Society of the Snow, it made huge waves in Catalonia, in Spain, and on Netflix.
Yeah, it came out on Netflix at the start of the year, and they released some figures saying that it was viewed by 81 million people in the first 7 weeks, which is also pretty incredible, bearing in mind that this is a film that's not in English, it's in Spanish, as we heard from Bayona earlier, and subtitled. It was also a massive success in Spanish cinemas. There was a bit of controversy because it moved quite quickly to Netflix because it was a Netflix production. But it was in cinemas for a few weeks before coming on Netflix. And in the first 3 weeks, it sold almost 500,000 tickets, which is huge for Spanish films.
It really is. And one of the things that made the film so popular is that both young people and the older generations, they could relate to it. So the young people who watched the movie, well, they related to the characters who are in their early 20s, late teens.
Like this rugby team,
So as a young viewer, you can think, well, what would I have done in this situation? Or what would I do in this situation?
I'd rather not think about it.
Yes, exactly. And then the older generations, well, they like the movie because they remember the story.
No, it's an incredible story. I definitely recommend watching it if you've got Netflix.
Yeah, and Robot Dreams, for those who are interested, is still available in cinema. And it will also become available on streaming in, well, I think a month, right?
Yeah, April. It's out on Movistar Plus here in Catalonia and in Spain. And I'm going to try and see it at the cinema. I just need to get my timetables sorted. Maybe Saturday or Sunday is the day to do it, to be honest. And I'm actually even more excited to see this film after hearing the interview that we're going to hear now, which the Catalan news agency did, not in LA this time, but in Sitges, just down the road. And this is with Robot Dreams' lead character designer, Daniel Fernandez Casas.
Cuando me vino la oportunidad de Robot Dreams, vi que era algo como mucho más sencillo, más con un punto como romántico que...
When Daniel Fernandez Casas was offered the opportunity to work on Robot Dreams, his first impression was that it was very simple, with a romantic touch that also evoked memories of childhood. It was, he says, both a challenge and a release, because it was totally different to projects he had been working on lately.
Yo creo que es una película sencilla, pero con mucho corazón. Al final, las actitudes de los personajes, los movimientos...
It's a simple film with a lot of heart, Daniel says. Less is more was a mantra repeated often by art director José Luis Ágreda. The idea in Robot Dreams was to communicate a lot with the minimum expression. When you first see the designs, he says, you might be tempted to say that they're too simple, they're missing something. but when you see it, it has all the substance and spirit, and you're able to understand the character's feelings. It's very complex and very simple at the same time.
Y eres capaz de interpretar los sentimientos de los personajes. Entonces es algo como muy complejo, pero al mismo tiempo muy sencillo, ¿no? En el caso de Robot, es un personaje que es como un niño pequeño.
When it comes to the characters, Robot is like a small child discovering new things all the time, while Dog, on the other hand, has lived more, he has more experience. This makes the relationship between them very special, Danielle says, because you can understand it in many different ways. They could be a couple, or at the beginning, like parent and child, or two friends, one younger and one older. Each one has very human feelings, pure feelings, Danielle says. So what's the secret to Robot Dreams' success?
Eso lo tengo muy claro. Fíjate, yo
That's something I'm very sure about, actually, Danielle says. I think what makes this film special is that it comes from a person, Sarah Varen, who wants to tell simple stories where she can express many of her feelings without any kind of pretension. When I discovered Sarah Varen's book, Danielle says, at first I was a little skeptical because I thought it was very simple, very childlike, I wasn't really hooked. But when I started reading it, it won me over. Because in the end, we need to see simpler things. We have so much information, movies have more and more details, higher definition, more 3D, more effects, more of everything. That little book, however, is very simple and has a lot of romanticism, and I think that people need to see more humble, simple projects like Robot Dreams that go straight to the heart, unpretentious.
Sin pretensiones, tal cual.
All right, well, thanks to Daniel Fernández Casas. So as a viewer, you have all these different options when it comes to Catalan films. You have this simple movie, Robot Dreams, that goes straight to the heart. And then you have Society of the Snow that is, well, a little bit more tough. And it's time now for our Catalan phrase. What is it this week, Lorcan?
Somiar truitas.
Somiar truitas. Okay, and what does that mean literally?
To dream omelets.
To dream omelets. Okay, and what does it mean?
Basically, to have big dreams, perhaps unrealistic dreams. You know, also, you know, a somiatrutis. If you're a somiatrutis, it's someone who's a bit of a daydreamer. So I guess practically everyone who gets nominated for Hollywood, who gets nominated for the Oscars and stuff, has to somiatrutis at some point.
For sure. And I think also it's a good thing to do from time to time, right?
I agree.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks to you, Lorcan, and also a huge thanks to Natalia Segura from the Catalan News Agency for her great job catching up with all of these celebrities in Hollywood. And thank you for tuning in. And please subscribe to Filling the Sink wherever you get your podcast if you haven't already. And get in touch with us at fillingthesink@acn.cat. And next week, we're going to be back to our regular schedule, I hope. Meaning next Saturday, March 23rd, with another episode of Filling the Sink. So on behalf of the team here at Catalan News, I'm Lea Beliaiva, wishing you a great week. Fins aviat. Adeu.